Chapter 7. Ah! I landed hard on my elbows and knees. Pain shot through my body. I let out another cry as someone landed on top of me. My face sank into a deep carpet. Groaning, I raised my head and glanced around. We had all landed in a pile, a tangle of arms and legs and bodies. Groaning, I scrambled to my knees. My neck throbbed. My back ached. My heart was fluttering. I took a deep breath and held it. You're okay, Lizzie. You're okay. At least we landed on a soft, thick rug. Someone grabbed my hand. Matt. He tugged me to my feet. I saw my brother, Luke, still on his knees. He shook his head, dazed. I helped pull him up. Then I helped some other kids. No one spoke. We had fallen to the floor below, but everyone seemed to be okay. I glanced around the large room. I saw rows of black seats. A gray curtain at the front of the room began to slide open. I could see a movie screen behind it. A screening room.
Seats, everyone!
The deep voice of the menace rang out from a loudspeaker beside the screen.
Take your seats! The movie is about to begin.
And then I heard the menace's high, shrill voice.
So sorry, there's no popcorn, but you probably won't mind. I don't think you'll be too hungry after you see this movie.
What an ugly laugh. My legs were shaky. My stomach still felt tight, as if I'd swallowed a heavy rock. Luke and I walked together. We took seats in the second row. I sank into the chair. It felt warm and soft. It was furry. I started to lower my hands to the chair arms, but the arms moved. The chair arms lifted up and wrapped themselves tightly around my waist. I started to struggle, but something made me stop. I went limp and listened hard. Yes, I could hear the chair breathing. I could feel it pulsing all around me. The chair was alive, warm and breathing and alive. Its arms held me down. I sank into the moist fur. It smelled like my dog when she needs a bath. It's a living creature, Luke whispered. Lizzie, this is too creepy.
Enjoy the film, everyone.
The menace boomed.
A little history lesson, and also a preview of some of the horrible things that I have planned for you.
The red face spoke up.
And people, please don't close your eyes during the scary parts. The fear meter is running. You know what that means. We need you to be afraid every moment. You can do it, guys. I know you can.
The ceiling lights faded. My chair let out a soft growl. I could feel its heart pulsing steadily. Another chair growled. I turned to Luke. Even in the darkness, I could see the fear on his face. Carly Beth and Sabrina sat in front of us. Carly Beth's chair had its arms wrapped over her arms. She couldn't move. The movie started, black and white, like everything in Panic Park. It focused slowly. I saw a roller coaster. The sound came on. Kids on the roller coaster, screaming and laughing. The camera was in a roller coaster car. The car roared up a steep climb, picking up speed, and as I watched it rise, my chair took off. I felt it shoot up off the floor, growling softly. It floated higher, picking up speed, higher, toward the dark ceiling of the theater. Was this one of those fake rides where your chair jerks you all around and you pretend you're flying? No, we were all really up in the air. I could see the floor far below. I screamed as the chair tilted one way, then the other. I saw what was happening. Our chairs were all tilting with the kids in the movie coaster. I tilted back. The arms gripped me tighter. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. The chairs all tilted down and sank fast. Our screams joined the screams of the kids in the movie. My chair twisted me one way, then the other. And then, with a whoosh, it lifted me up again. I flew high, then came roaring down, squealing down, shooting down, bumping and bucking. I felt the chair's heart pounding with mine. Felt its furry arms tighten, listened to its soft growl. And as I stared helplessly at the screen, the coaster car in the movie went flying off the tracks. Kids on the screen squealed in horror. and I opened my mouth in a terrified wail as my chair went flying out of control across the theater.